Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
The healer is in the house. His name is Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Brother George, would you come, please? Hallelujah. Two Sundays ago, Pastor George, Pastor EMIC, of course, Eagle Mountain International Church, with our daughter, Terry. And George has been with this ministry 40 years.
40 years.
Yep. Amen. Yep. And I want to be a witness that, man, 40 years has done him good. Hallelujah. See, I mean, the guy's from New England. So we had to work on that. And it worked, look. I mean, come on. Amen. Hallelujah. Now then, he preached a message. The Lord gave him a message on the Lamb of God. And I was so stirred by it, and when I began to receive it, it stirred me to my core. And I heard the Lord say, I want George to minister that at healing school.
Well, Gloria, come here.
Come Gloria. Up here, Gloria. Come on. You're supposed to be out here. This is Sister Healing School right here.
Yes, that's right. Hey, Gloria.
Just a few days ago, we were praying over this service, actually. And I've been praying for about this meeting for a number of days, just holding it up before the Lord. The Lord said to me, Gloria, in obedience to me, gave birth to healing school 37 years ago.
Yeah. Praise God.
He said, it's her baby. He actually said that.
It's her baby.
Out of her spirit, she gave birth to that. People need to learn that things get born in your spirit.
Yes,
and when it's fully mature, you'll give spiritual birth to something. That's when faith matures and faith, the dream takes upon itself faith and it's born.
Praise God.
Now, I want to say this to you before we get out of Brother George's way. And as the Spirit of God leads George and we begin to minister to people, of course, Gloria and I are going to help George and whatever the Lord has for Gloria to say, or we're just going to flow with the Spirit of God this morning. Amen. We're going to flow with the healer himself this morning.
Yes.
That's right.
Amen. Now, today, this morning, again, praying for this service, I heard this. The Lord gave this to me, and I'd never seen this before. From the scripture in Hebrews 11:1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Whether it's physical healing, whether it's someone else's salvation, whether it's faith for finances.
Sure.
Faith is the substance of things hoped for. It is the evidence. Say evidence.
Evidence.
It is the evidence of something you can't see. Yes, faith is tangible. You can't see it, but it's in there. And we know this. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And it has to come through the eyes, the ears, the mouth, get in the heart. Now, I'm sitting there this morning, and Cher's putting this ridiculous makeup on my face, which is a small price to pay for something that looks like this. You need all the help you can get. But anyway, I'm just sitting there in the middle while she's daubing this stuff on my face. And I just had this mental image of a teapot. I saw this little teapot and turned the fire on. Faith's coming. It's coming. It is coming. There's no such thing as water that won't boil when all of the elements are there. The water and the heat, the water's going to boil. When the word is going forth, faith is coming. Faith is coming. Well, now in this case, faith is coming. Faith doesn't come when the water boils. Faith's coming all the time. You can't hear it. You can't even feel it. The pot may not even be hot, but it's coming. There's no such thing as water that won't boil. And there's no such thing as faith that doesn't work. And there's no such thing as word that doesn't work, because these are spiritual laws, the same as that is a physical law. And then, in a little bit, there it comes. And out comes the steam. It's ready to pour. Faith cometh. And the more you read your healing scriptures every day, the more you read your prosperity promises every day, the more you get into the word, the more you feed them into your eyes, and you're reading them out loud, and you're hearing the word of God on the CDs, and you're spending time at it. And every day you get up in the morning, you read your healing scriptures, and you turn on BVOVN, and you hear people preaching faith, and you continue to feed and continue to feed. I'm telling you, the pot's going to boil. And How do you know when it does? All of a sudden, evidence comes, and you think,
where is that pain?
This is it. This is it.
Yeah.
It's ready. I take it.
Hallelujah.
It's one of the most difficult things to describe that I've ever attempted to describe. And I was listening to the Lord when I got this, then I saw this little teapot. And I said, that's it, that's what happened. Back in the, we were on radio, and the Lord was talking to us about being on television. Well, we didn't know how to get on television in the first place. I mean, how do you do it? We knew zero about it, except that it costs a whole lot of money. The money part, though, we'd already been through that on radio. So, man, our faith strong financially. You had to deal with it because it was so much bigger than the radio. But the radio was $400,000 a month. So we weren't novices when it came to believing God for the money for it. But how do you do this thing? I mean, what? And yeah, you're right. We're going to go into millions a year on this thing. Yeah. And we're thinking about it. We're not particularly afraid of it, but when do we do it? How do we do it?
We were thinking about every day,
day in, day out. You got radio to do and we'd talk about it. Well, I don't know. And we went up to the prayer cabin up in Arkansas and we spent the weekend up there and we went the same conversation, but we're listening to the word. We're listening to tapes all the time. Yeah. We're in the word about it all the time, feeding. So we stopped at a Denny's restaurant in Texarkana.
We went on, what did we do there?
We sat down in a booth. I looked at her. She looked at me. Both of us had this kind of blank look on our face. And I said, Gloria, let's just do it. She said, yeah. The pot boiled. The pot boiled somewhere between our house and Texarkana, which is 50 miles. Somewhere the pot boiled. And we sat down in that booth in Denny's and the whistle went off. And all of a sudden it looked like the easiest thing I ever did in my life. And the thing of it was, it happened in Gloria at the same moment. I said, I've learned later to say, this is it.
But I think I was planning on you doing it by yourself.
Well, I was too at the time, but that didn't last all that long, did it? Hallelujah. So, what I'm saying is, the evidence was there. You get up one morning, you're reading your scriptures, and the pain is still there, and you're still reading your scriptures, and you're still reading your scriptures, and you got fever, and you're still reading your scriptures, and you're still reading your scriptures, and you're still listening to your CDs, and you're still watching your DVDs, and you're going along, and the devil's saying this ain't working. You just tell you're a liar and the father of it. Get out of my sight. And you just keep going, and you just keep reading scriptures. If he keeps hollering too loud, go over there to the scripture that says you have overcome them, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world, and resist the devil and he'll flee. That's just part of your scripture, and you just keep reading. He says, I'm out of here. So he's gone, and you just keep reading. The pain's still there. But all of a sudden, right down in here, something clicks. That's it.
That's good.
The pain's still there.
Good. Yeah.
The fever may be still there, but you think,
I got it.
Praise God.
I've got this
Praise
thing.
God.
This thing belongs
Praise
to me.
God.
I've got this.
Thank
What's
you.
About to happen? You're about to say it. I'll give you my own testimony. All of a sudden, I'm in right in the middle of it. All of a sudden, I heard this. I got this. Mm-hmm. No more pain in my body again.
Thank you,
Jesus. Hereafter, forever.
Forever.
That's what Jesus said to that fig tree. That's what he said to that fig tree. And of course, the next thing happened, I said it out loud, glory to God, this is my day. I take it. That's it. I take it. Keith, I'm reminded of something that Brother Hagin said. There was a woman, her husband had to carry her in there. She had cancer. She is so weak. He had to carry her in there, and she just skin and bones, didn't hardly weigh anything. And he set her in the pew, in the church. And when they got ready for it, and Brother Hagin's laying hands on people, and she got up there, they stood her up and held her up, and Brother Hagin laid hands on her, and she said, that's it!
Wow. Wow, she got it.
That's it!
She got it.
That's all she said. That's it.
Yeah.
And when they got ready to leave the church, he had to carry her out and put her in the car. Well, people thought, well, you know, she didn't get anything. No. She turned on the stove. And faith was coming. She heard Brother Hagin preach. And when he laid hands, she set up her point of contact. He puts his hands on me. That's it. Amen. Faith coming.
Yeah.
She gave her testimony later. She got up the next morning, and he had to pick her up. He'd been bringing food to the. She said, "I'm healed. I'm getting up." So he had to pick her up and take her in the kitchen and sit her down at the table, and she just started laughing. He said, "What are you laughing about?" She said, "The devil thinks I've still got cancer, but I don't." What happened? See, she wasn't just making that up. Now, you can go through all that and say all that by faith, but there comes a time when it's more real than any of the rest of it. The evidence has come. The pot has boiled. You know it on the inside. You know that you know what you know. You know you know that you know you know it. And so, and just, I don't remember now, it's just a matter of few days, whatever it was, all the symptoms began to go away. She began to get strong. The tumors were gone. The pain was all gone. Amen. She and her husband in the ministry. At the time, this was in 1979, and at that time, years later, still strong and well. Amen. The evidence came. Now, faith's already started coming this morning because I'm preaching the word.
That's right.
How much faster will the pot boil here?
Oh, my.
Oh.
Oh.
When the word's being preached.
Oh.
And we're taking it.
How much
Yeah,
faster?
Day and night.
Yeah.
Day and night, service yeah. after service yeah. after yeah. service.
Yeah. That's good.
But when I heard the Lord say that this morning and say for me to express that to you, before Pastor preaches this message this morning and before later in the services as the Lord leads in whatever way He has us minister in the healing together, you need to be having faith in your faith. You need to be having faith in the Word that it's coming. It's coming right now. I'm telling you, the fire's on and the water's heating up. Look for the pot to boil. Hallelujah. And don't try to deal with it, ministry. Don't try to make it happen. Let it happen. You know what? How difficult it is to watch a pot trying to get it to boil. You're standing there trying to help it. It isn't going to do a bit of good because when 212 degrees comes, that thing's going to boil. If you'd see level, it's going to boil. Your pot boiling? Go for it.
Hey, before you go.
Yes, sir.
Can I say something to the two of you?
Yes, sir.
Come join us over here. For actually 40 years in June, Terry and I met at ORU in 75, and the Lord did a quick work. We were, between October and the new year, we were engaged. I didn't ask him first. That came later. But he asked me when we first sat down together, he said, what do you want to do? What do you want to be? What is your goal? I said, I want to be a man of God. And he sent me every cassette tape that he had. I got back to ORU. They said, come pick up your boxes.
Now, if I remember right, I said, I'm gonna send you some tapes.
Yeah.
No, I said, yeah. You thought what?
No, you said you're going to send me your Bible course. And I thought maybe a book. This is 1975. I'm thinking small. You sent me every...
Oh, yeah, I told him I'll send you the basic Bible.
Yeah, every...
There's 300 tapes, I think.
300. We got to get to work really fast on him. But, you know, I took it. And I'm still taking it. And words almost just don't describe how I feel about you.
Thank you, Lord.
And what you mean to me. And what you mean to my life.
Praise God.
And here's our scripture. It's in the book of Ruth. And, you know, I almost came from a strange land. I guess New England could be.
Yeah, oh, yeah. That's a whole nother world, brother.
Ruth said, entreat me not to leave you. Or return from following after you. For wherever you go, I will go. Wherever you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God has become my God.
Praise
God. My, so I George. Thank you. My, George.
Praise God.
Thank you, man.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Can we all stand together? The day that Brother Copeland spoke to me about preaching this message about the Lamb of God, I had been preparing on that Saturday to preach the message. I had gone before the Lord and I asked him, because the next day was Palm Sunday. I said, Lord, what's the significance? Show me the significance of Palm Sunday. You see, pastors, every time I go into my study now, I'm looking for a word from God. I want a word from heaven. I don't want just a lesson. I want a word from heaven. Lord, what do you want to say? What do you want to bring to these people? And the Lord just began to open up some things to me. And these are things that I've known, I've seen, but I haven't really known. And they have become a reality to me since that time, that Jesus, the Passover lamb. John chapter 1 and verse 36. And looking upon Jesus as he walked, John said, behold, the Lamb of God. Today, you and I are going to behold the Lamb of God.
How many of you in healing school this morning received manifestation of your miracle? May I see your hand? Praise the Lord. Hey, praise God. Glory to God.
Hi, my name is Nick King, and it was 21 years ago I lost my sight because I fell 25 feet to concrete. And it was better, but then 2 years ago, because of diabetes, it's gone. And they were telling me they're going to take my right eye totally out of my head. But just through today, after leaving, I could see the windshield and the dash into my mom's van. We're sitting in the back row here, and I was telling my mom that I could see the chairs in front of me and the people's heads, and we stood up. I could see all the way down towards here. I just thank God that it's started and he will complete the vision back to 2020.
Oh, yeah. In the name of Jesus. Come on, people, just thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We're so grateful. We are so grateful. We praise you for it. Look at me. Look at me. Hallelujah. Amen. Sir?
Are you 52?
Well, and some.
Well, it looks to me, I don't know.
He asked me if I was 52. He's got some good eyes, I can tell you that. Hallelujah. Come on, give the Lord praise and thank him for what he's done. Hallelujah. And now in the name of Jesus, all of these miraculous things will continue to progress. Amen. It is as faith progresses. Faith should be continually growing.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Be sure to get the notes at kcm.org/notes. And remember, Jesus is Lord.